Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. Man, are we excited to be here today in the studio. We have live me, Angela.
Howard. And we have our last week's guest, who's not really a guest because she's part of our team. Susan Curry is here with us. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
So good. So glad to be here.
Well, good. You know, yes. It's not your usual sunshiny day today, Angela.
Wait,
what have you got to say
yet.
About
No. See, you always make that mistake like it's not sunshiny weather. But remember, you're the pilot who taught me that the sun is always shining. It's just above the clouds.
That's right.
So that's great. That's first thing. It is sunshiny. The second thing is it's liquid sunshine. So I love the liquid sunshine because we need it. We need our trees to be green and our grass to be green. Otherwise, we would look a lot more like Arizona.
And the other thing that you say, and it's a very good thing to consider, is that you get to see, like, are there any leaks in the roof?
I love it.
Yeah.
I know people don't love it about going out in the rain and looking at homes, but it's important because you can see if there's standing water on the ground. Like you said, if water's intruding through the ceiling, you know, anything that is happening. And this has happened to me before when I've been out showing. And that's when I declared to myself, it is of great benefit to house hunt in the rain. So I'm not afraid of it. Now, I don't want to be out in a hurricane or tornado warnings or, you know, that heavy, crazy rain. But good rain, just normal rain, is perfect. And?
Yeah. And?
I also want to say my favorite saying. If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
So you appreciate that rain.
I do.
You know what else I appreciate?
What?
Is some of the other things that we have, you know, that at the beginning of our show, we talk about what's special about today.
You can't start that yet.
What do you mean I can't start that yet?
I haven't done my shout out.
Well, go ahead and do your shout out. Okay.
So yesterday I met the nicest site agent. And first of all, I'd like to say we love builders and we love site agents because they really are all quite so pleasant. However, keep in mind, you still need a realtor with you when you go because, you know, the
site agent. Well, tell everybody what a site agent is.
Everybody knows what a site agent is. They work for the builder. It's an agent. It's a real estate agent who works for the builder.
Okay.
But that's the whole thing is at the end of the day, they work for the builder. They're delightful. They're energetic. They're happy. They're smiling. They're joyful. It's wonderful. I love it. And they're not all like that. But the one I met yesterday was, and she was so knowledgeable about her product. She had been, this was with Lennar, and we were at Beach Walk, and she was so knowledgeable. Her name is Kelly Warren, so I want to give a shout out to Kelly because she made our experience delightful. And she was happy to have me there, and she loved meeting our customers because they had bought a Lennar home before. So there's nothing more pleasant to a builder than knowing that a customer's coming back to build with them again. It's really quite a statement to have that repeat clientele.
Yeah.
So we just had a fun time, and we found a home for our customer who they really are quite excited about. And if you've never been to Beach Walk, you've got to see it because it's got this big lagoon area and it's, you know, like a big beach.
It's a 14-acre lake that you swim in.
Yes.
It's and purified water.
It is. And the sand there, I learned yesterday, was brought in from Keystone Heights, and it's washed 8 times. So this is like the cleanest sand you could ever imagine. So that was kind of interesting. And they have a bar, so you can like swim up to the bar and get your cocktail and be in the lagoon still. I mean, it's very, very resort-like.
Yes.
Yes. And so they also have a restaurant with a, you know, acclaimed chef from local here in the area. And only the residents of this community can eat in the club facilities, the club dining facilities. But you can get takeout. You can just call and they get your order ready, and you could take it home if you don't feel like being there. But that is so wonderful. So, of course, I've already invited myself and you, Howard, to go have
dinner.
Well,
thank you for including me, Angela.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I'm going whether you go or not. So, but anyway, no, we'll have fun. But and to our customers, and I said, will you bring us to dinner?
Well, of course, they're our friends, so they will be inviting us.
Yes. So anyway, we just had a delightful time, and they're happy. We're happy. It's all, you know, when something works right, it feels good and it's easy.
But there's a learning experience here as well in that, now we've known this for a few weeks, and I don't know that we've shared it with our customers. Buying from a builder is a different experience than it was 6 months or a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a shortage of homes, and what the builders are doing is something very different. It used to be that you go to a builder, and they have a price point, and you pick out your options, and there are prices for all those other things. It's very, very different now. They have a price, and it's actually a starting price. Point. And the starting point is that they don't offer this house and you say, I'll take it. And let's say the price is $350,000 and you say, I'll take it. Oh, no. They offer that as a starting point and various people can bid on it and bid the price up.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
And generally speaking, you can't make any changes to that house anymore.
No, you can't. Everything is selected. There are no changes.
And this isn't just Lennar. It's virtually all of the builders. So
there's still a couple that are really high-end custom, and you can still build a house like you used to. But they're small. They're local. They're not national. Anyone who is national and who has, you know, they're on the stock exchange where they have stockholders to answer to, this is a business. It's not about, you know, creating someone's dream. It's about getting houses out to people, and they put their best product out there. You got to give them credit for that. They do a really nice selection of things that people desire in today's market. So they do have their finger on the pulse. You know, they're getting very current colors and designs that people would pick from the design studio anyway. So the houses are gorgeous.
Yeah. So you still need a realtor to go with you. And one of the reasons that you do is that we can give you the best advice on which lot to pick if there are multiples to pick. And the reason is resale.
Yes.
Because also, you may not know what's going to be on the lot behind you. So we need to ask those questions to say, okay, it may look great because there's nothing behind you, but there may be three houses that are going to be built behind you. And we are going to be asking those questions on your behalf because buyers don't necessarily know what they need to know.
Right.
Right? So right. You need a realtor on your side. And it
yes.
doesn't cost you anything more because it comes out of the commission that we get actually comes out of a separate account that the builders have. So you cannot get a cheaper price by going without a realtor. You need a realtor on your side.
And I did verify that with Lennar yesterday. I said, are you paying realtors? Yes, we are. It comes out of a separate fund. So it does not impact our customers' price at all. And I appreciate that because I never wanted to negatively impact anyone.
Okay.
So it's great.
Hey, we got a contest. I don't have time to go over what's special about today. We'll do that when we come back after the break. But the contest is this. You know, we've been talking about a shortage of homes, not only here in Jacksonville, but nationwide. So the contest is this. There was a recent study done nationwide that there is a shortage of homes, particularly single-family homes. So, according to a recent analysis, how many homes need to be built in order to alleviate the shortfall of homes? So guess within $100,000 homes, what the national shortfall is. Call us with your guess. What's the phone number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
All right. When we come back, we're going to tell you about what is special about today. And some of them apply to you and me, Angela. You haven't seen the list. Wait till you hear it. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
All right. I want to start off with the contest and remind everyone what that is so you can call in with your guests. Guests within $100,000 countrywide.
Why do you keep saying dollars?
Because I made a mistake, so you can correct me.
God, that's my favorite thing to do. Go ahead, do it again.
Within 100,000 homes, how many homes need to be built to satisfy everyone needs? So if you could snap your fingers and you were a genie, of course, you're my genie, but...
I do make your dreams come true.
That's right.
Your wishes.
How many homes would need to be built to satisfy the needs of everyone? Okay, guess within 100,000 homes.
Here's what I'm disappointed about. I'm disappointed that you don't have the answer on my page.
That's because I found it last night and added it in prior to.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
The very best. I wanted to take a shot at the contest.
Okay, go ahead.
$1.3
million. It is not $1.3 million. But thank you for guessing, and we're not going to tell people whether that's high or low
yet.
You're not going to give any clues? No, neither Angela nor
Jim,
Susan
know
the answer to this.
Yeah, I don't know the answer either. Howard didn't put it on my paper.
Yeah.
So I can't even give a clue.
Yeah. Do you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the show?
No, I just learned I can't trust the source I got that from.
Okay. And I can't tell you the source.
Was that Google?
And by the way, we hope that no realtors call in because Realtors might know the answer to this, and I'll tell you why once we give the answer. Anyway.
You're talking about single-family homes.
Single-family homes. That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
So let me guess, Jim, did you find something on Google? Is Google your friend?
No, it's something that I read a few months ago.
Okay.
Well, this just came out last night.
Jim, we want to thank you for listening, and we are so happy you called in
today.
Yes,
we appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. We've got Phil on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Is this our Phil?
This is your Phil.
Hey, the telephone number that we got from you is incorrect.
Okay, I just gave your number three associate the info.
Our producer,
on that,
Alan.
So I'll tell you about it.
Yes,
Alan.
I did try and call you.
Number one, my health's under the weather, so I can't be too long. But Angela,
yes, sir,
and Howard, when it rains, when it pours, Team Realty. You too make the sunshine to everybody, including myself, one of your biggest fans in Northeast Florida, and don't you ever forget it. Now,
Phil, I
have pie on my face. All as I can come up with. I was talking to Alan, so I did not hear what the previous caller said. I just caught the end of the conversation.
Okay, the previous caller said 1.3 million.
Okay, I can't go with numbers because I'm a little under the weather with my health this morning. I'm going to say, so I can't win, but my first, I'm going to say 85%. So take it for what it's worth, but that's all I can come up with. So in other words, we need 85% more homes built to survive. Just in Clay County alone.
You'd have to do the math.
I know most of the realtors, and I'm my family helped found this county way back when with other families, and it's just unbelievable. You get houses that they were built in the 60s and 70s for next to nothing. And I'm sorry, I wouldn't give them $199. They're going for $230, $240. One the other day in Orange Park went for $277. And it's so, all they did was do an upgrade remodel, light remodel. But you are in the right business, and I thank you. I'm going to have to cut it short. But God bless you all. Prayers are welcome. And you are both the best of the best, including Alan. Okay?
All right. Well, we hope that you will feel better as the minutes and hours and days go by. Hopefully it's more minutes and hours than days. God bless you.
There's an old proverb. I don't think it's a Confucius proverb, but it might be a union proverb because my relatives were big union bosses, one side of the family. When you can stick Howard, stick him because we love it. Thank you.
Not sure what that means.
It anyway, means to thank jab you. At you.
Oh, to jab at me. Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Stick it to you.
All right. It's nothing bad. Okay?
Hey, you're gonna love the what the days are today, Phil. So stick around and listen. All right. Hey, we've got Greg on the line. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I want to take a shot at the question. I believe I heard this somewhere, but we're about 4 million units short.
Well, I will say you're pretty close. That's all I can say.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So that will help the next person.
Okay, so I guess CNBC was wrong.
Well, they just didn't say it as close as the report was.
Okay.
But we thank
right,
you for
I'm
calling.
Going to assume, I'm going to assume your report is more valid than CNBC.
There you go. Hey, let's put it this way, Greg. Whether you and I assume that or not, Howard assumes that.
Here, you know what? You heard it on a report. We're going to give it to you. The actual number, as reported by Freddie Mac yesterday, was 3.8 million short.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're going to give it to you. I'm going to send you back to Alan, our producer. He's going to get your a name and address, full name and address, so that we can send you a gift card.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Do you have any questions for us?
I was fixing to say, do you have any questions before we send you back to Alan?
Yeah.
What's that?
So how long do you think this increase in housing is going to last?
Well, who has the crystal ball is what I'd like to know. We've been listening to a lot of economists who have a variety of opinions. Almost everyone's in agreement for at least another year, maybe two. And some economists are saying this could stretch for 5 years and that these price increases are real. They are not a bubble. This is not what happened in 2000, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, where it went up and then came down. But that these increases are real. So the word on the street is, if you're thinking of buying, you should go ahead and sell your house right now and go ahead and buy, because the prices will be lower than the future.
Let me tell you a personal experience. So I'm not using Zillow as the end all on pricing on real estate, but it's a method. Okay.
It is.
Last month, our house went up 10%, or over 10%. It went up $40,000 in value in 1 month.
Okay.
We're in the Avondale area, just to give you an idea.
Yes.
So, I believe that number is actually low. So at some point, price will exceed the affordability.
Correct.
And that's, I wonder, you know, how much more this market is going to take. We know lumber and copper is going through the roof right now. And I have a friend that was going to build a house here in 32205. And when he got the price on the lumber bill, he just said, I'm going to wait. And I just wonder how many other people out there, are looking at the same factors.
Well, I think that everyone has their eye on these key factors right now. But I still stand by what I said before. The prices are going up. So while we're feeling the shock of the price increases, they're not going to come down. So when you know that, you should get in the game today, even though it's not comfortable, because they'll be even higher a year from now. And so that's what's going to be the end result of what's happening to all of us in today's market.
And some people will buy resales, which may not have the dramatic effect of individual lumber prices, for example, where we know it's a direct effect on the price of new homes. Because when the builder goes to build a house, he or she prices out what the cost is to build that home. And if lumber prices, which represent about 20% of the cost of the home, if those go up 10% in a year, he has to raise the price accordingly. Whereas an existing home, you know, that doesn't have to happen.
True.
So,
but I would say to you that the part of the effect that's happening is we're getting so many people coming here from other areas, and they're bringing cash. And so they're coming from California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Chicago. Those are the top ones I know, Texas. And they're coming with cash in hand, and they've got a lot of cash. And our prices seem low to them, and they are increasing our cost here. And what's going to happen is the average working folks here are not going to be able to afford a home that they could have afforded 2 years ago. They're not going to be able to afford it in the future. And to me, that's really sad.
Yep.
So it's not good.
I agree with you, because originally we're from California. We came 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought, I tell my wife, I believe when the house that we're in now, we were either 1 week prior to the bottom of the market or 1 week after the bottom of the market.
That's a great place to be. That is a great place to be. Absolutely. Yeah, 2010 was a wonderful time to buy a house, for sure.
Yeah, if you're a young person, there's still opportunities. Young people don't have as much money, but if you interest rates are low. Actually, they came down the last 2 weeks in a row. You know, if you want to, you know, leave your kids a little bit of money, you can leave it to them before you leave the planet. So, you can help them out. Help them enjoy it. There are ways for young people to get into housing. There are still down payment assistance programs. There's all sorts of ways that young people can get into it.
But you can't find a house in those price ranges.
Well, there are some. You might have to start out with a smaller house or maybe a fixer-upper. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back and tell you what's special about today. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Global death count now from the virus topping 3 million people. That amid repeated setbacks in the vaccination campaign. Also a growing crisis in countries such as India, Brazil, and France. And officials say the actual number believed to be higher because of possible government concealment. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says COVID vaccines will be made available at key airports in his state beginning June 1st. He's unveiling plans aimed at boosting Alaska's pandemic-battered tourist industry. In addition, he and other state leaders pushing to allow large cruise ships to return to Alaska. More than a foot of snow in parts of New England and very cold weather. Meanwhile, forecasters say parts of the South and Midwest could see some turbulent weather over the weekend. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forever Mark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forever Mark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forever Mark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forever Mark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forever Mark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forever Mark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forever Mark network. And in fact, we were one of the first 5 in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forever Mark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
A lot of thought goes into what you feed your family, right? We know there's nothing more important than the health of your family, so let's get to know each other. I'm your local farmer, Charlie Towers, with Towers Family Farms in Palatka. We grow more than 8 different fruits and vegetables straight from the farm to your table. Take a seat at your kitchen table, share stories and meals with only the freshest ingredients from Towers Family Farms. Learn more about your local produce on Facebook and Instagram at Towers Family Farms or call 955-FARM.
It's blueberry season. Towers Family Farm is open for your fresh picking now. You only pay for what you pick. Closed Monday and Thursday. Learn more at towersfamilyfarms.com. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
There was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Up to a 90% chance of showers through Tuesday. Cloudy skies with highs into the middle 70s, lows into the middle 60s. It's going to be mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday with high Wednesday 81, high on Thursday 71.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, sunshiny Saturday.
That's right.
The sun is shining above the clouds.
The sun is always shining.
Y'all just have to deal with that.
For millions of years.
The sun comes up every day. We just don't get to see it today.
Yes. So many of our listeners have told us that they really like this segment that we do. It's usually in the first segment. It has nothing to do with real estate. But we say that our show, and people have told us, our show is infotainment. So this part
can
of it
be.
Is, yes, So this show is part entertainment and part information. So what's special about today?
Tell me.
You're not going to like this one, Angela.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether Susan will like it or not, but it's Bat Appreciation Day, and we're not talking about baseball bats.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So do you appreciate bats?
No.
I like bats.
Oh, good.
And plus, you can go to, like, Carlsbad Caverns and watch them fly out. That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah,
do
not
you
happening.
Do you know why you should appreciate bats?
Why?
Because you don't like mosquitoes, right?
Yeah,
do you
correct.
Know that bats eat as many as 1,200 mosquitoes per hour?
Well, they are doing something helpful to our environment.
Okay, so therefore you should appreciate bats. You know what else it is today?
What?
Blah, 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 blah day.
Oh, I say that
it's
all the time.
It's the day
blah, blah, blah.
To do things that people have been nagging you about. For example,
ooh.
Eat better. Stop smoking, get a job, clean out the garage,
blah,
whatever.
Blah,
the,
blah.
There you go.
Blah,
it's
blah,
blah, blah day.
Yes.
So if you think I've been telling you to do something, get off your butt and do the blah, 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 blah. Or you're telling me something.
I was fixing to say, I'm probably still not going to do that. Have you met me? I am such a strong-willed, stubborn woman.
Okay. It's also Ellis Island Family History Day.
All right, now. Now you're speaking my language.
Okay.
My grandma and my grandpa separately came through Ellis Island.
And all four of my grandparents came
yes.
through Ellis Island as well. And as we heard from Susan, you got to tell that quick story of yours.
Well, my people came over on the Mayflower.
Wow.
John Howland and Elizabeth Tilley.
Very, very interesting. Very, very
wow,
interesting.
Wow, that's super cool.
Now, here's one that I think is very, very important today.
What?
To me. It's Husband Appreciation Day.
Oh, my gosh. I missed that. Honey, I'm not prepared.
There's still...
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
There's many, many hours left
full.
In the day.
My day's full of appointments. I probably won't have time to get to some sort of appreciation.
It's a day to tell and to show your husband how much you appreciate him.
Oh, my gosh. Is there an opposite of this? Is there a wife appreciation?
There is. And
when
I want to tell you what it is. That's
every
why we
day?
Are infotainment day. It is... Nothing like a dame day.
And nothing like a dame is not the same as a wife. Appreciate
well,
your wife.
Well, I want to tell you, you're my dame, and there's nothing like you, baby.
Okay.
All
and then
right.
wife appreciation should be every day. So 365 days a year, wife appreciation day. I'm calling it right now, right here.
Okay. And I know you like your wine.
I do.
It's Malbec is a type of wine.
Okay.
World Day.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, I like Malbec.
Okay, it's also National Cheese Ball Day. Now, we know that there are two types of cheese balls. There's the crunchy kind that kids eat and get those orange, you know, colors all over their hands.
Like
and
Cheetos,
then they
but it's made
Cheetos.
In a ball? Is that
yeah.
what they're talking about or
yeah.
no?
Well, also the kind that's made of real cheese that
nuts,
usually served
roll
at
it in nuts
dinner
and...
parties.
Yes,
that's
I like
right.
those.
So it's National Cheese Ball Day, World Circus Day. And National Kickball Day, which kids play in elementary school.
I always like kickball.
And one of the things that my brother would appreciate, it's International Ford Mustang Day. He had a 1965 restored Ford Mustang. He actually
cool.
sold it a few years ago. Anyway, along that's enough of the blah, blah, blah. And
blah,
we'll
blah,
get
blah,
on
blah,
to
blah, blah.
More real estate. So I have a question. I'm going to ask it to Susan.
Oh, okay. What is the question?
The question is, Susan, when should the seller of a sold home vacate that home?
Whenever the sales agreement says.
That's right.
That's a great
right.
answer.
And very few people would answer that way. They'd say probably the day of closing or the day before. So let's get into that in a little bit more detail. So generally speaking, the sales contract states that the new owner takes possession of the home on the day of closing, and therefore the seller must vacate, you know, prior to the time of closing, not necessarily the day before, but prior to the time that the closing document is signed. Now, this is the purpose of the so-called walkthrough, to both make sure that the home is essentially the same condition as during the time it was on the market, and that the home actually has been vacated. Now, on occasion, the seller asked to stay in the home for an extra day or two or 3 days. Now, this could be to make sure that the deal closes so that the seller, doesn't move out for nothing. Because sometimes, you know, the buyer can lose their job right before closing.
Or change their mind at the closing table.
And that has happened. Or to allow the seller to move out during the upcoming weekend. You know, both of those reasons actually do seem logical. Now, this could backfire to the buyer, however. There was a story in the news this week about a couple in California. They gave the seller 3 extra days to move out after the sale was concluded of their $500,000 sale. There was a problem, though. The unscrupulous sellers, well, they decided not to move out, and they became squatters in their former home. It's been over a year now, and the former sellers are taking advantage of the state's eviction moratorium to stretch out their stay. So they sold the house.
That's ridiculous.
They got $500,000. Who knows how much they netted? But the new buyers can't move in because they can't get out.
You know what I would do?
Owners.
If I was the seller, because I have a little wild streak in me, you know that. I would.
I never knew that,
yes,
Angela.
I would get a locksmith, change the locks.
Can't do that.
Yes, you can. It's your own house. Yes, you can. It's a new owner on that day. And I would bring a moving truck and start moving my stuff in spite of them being there. They'll get out. They're not going to stay.
Well, you can't do that here
in
Florida.
They're not going to stay. Well, you can't do it anywhere. I'm saying this is the solution that your wife would do.
Well, I got a question. Let's get back to Susan.
Okay.
For the more sane thing here. Susan.
He said I'm not sane, and he said
Susan,
it on the radio.
Are there ways to lessen the possibility of this happening? Because it can happen. Are
sure.
there ways to listen yeah. it, lessen it?
Although refusing to move out of a sold home is a rare occurrence, there are ways to lessen the probability of this happening.
What are they?
Like, first, don't allow the seller or their tenants any extra time to stay in the first place.
That one.
That's the best one.
I like that one.
Okay.
Second, like, as a buyer, don't sign the closing papers until the occupants have vacated the property prior to the walkthrough.
Absolutely. Don't sign unless you're sure they're out.
Right.
What's the third one?
Well, if you're allowing the extra 3 days or 2 days or 1 day, make sure there's boxes around that are packed so you know that they have intentions to move out.
There you go.
That's good advice.
All right. Angela, you got anything else?
Well,
on this?
You could also
besides check, getting a moving truck.
Wait, I can't believe you didn't like my idea. But I am big, bold, and sassy, so what can I say? Anyway, check with the seller's realtor to make sure that the sellers have a place to go to already.
That's
right?
A great one, yeah.
Yes, because we'd like to know they have somewhere to go. And there's another reason why you need a realtor on your side when buying or selling. It's to give that extra protection and be aware of the what-ifs.
This is a big what-ifs. Yes. I mean, did any of our listeners think that this could possibly happen?
I did not.
It does.
I am a realtor, and I did not think it would happen.
Now, this one made, you know, national news because it was so long.
Yes.
But we had a situation actually 3 years ago where my daughter purchased a home and the people refused. It's a slightly different situation that the prior owner refused to sign because they wanted the buyers wanted a different. They wanted to change the contract.
The sellers
wanted to change the contract
at the closing table.
Yeah. So all different things could happen. I mean, we made the deal work, but things can happen, and that deal could have fallen through right at the closing table. And my kids were prepared to move, and they had a special mortgage that, you know, sometimes you can lose the mortgage that you are prepared to get.
It was going to be lost that day if they didn't sign. Yeah. It was a mess.
All sorts of things. Hey, stay with us, everyone. We got more things to talk about here on Real Estate Radio. We're going to answer your questions as well. You can still call us at 222-8255, area code 904, of course. So stay with us. We'll answer your questions, and we will be right back. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. You know, it always surprises me, Howard, how fast the show goes. You know, we're already at the last segment, and so we know we get to talk about our wonderful home for sale in Queens Harbor. We'll get to that in a minute. And right now we want to talk about forbearance, right?
Yeah, remember that back several months ago we talked about so many people have lost their jobs, and there were forbearance plans the government was allowing to prevent people from losing their homes, and it was a way of saying, okay, you can adjust your mortgage, maybe put some money off to the end of the loan or have a delay in making payments. And some people are worried, okay, is this going to mean that a foreclosure is going to come later on, you know, like it was back in 2008? And we want you to know that, and when that happens, is there going to be a glut of homes on the market? And now that if that happens, then prices are going to come down. So, Angela, why shouldn't we worry about that?
Well, all right. So here's what's different. Almost half of those that are in forbearance, they've already gotten their jobs back. And they were able to catch up on their payments. So that's a good thing.
That's so far.
Huh?
That's so far.
Yes.
Half of them. That's
so you
great.
See our economy coming back.
And, yes.
And people are in jobs again. The banks absolutely do not want to have these houses from the borrowers, right? They don't want the housing inventory on their books. They learned this during the crash of 2008. But this time, the mortgage companies are working with the borrowers to help them stay in their homes. And another reason why they don't want to have them now, right, is because prices are going up. So you want to have them, you want to help the people stay.
Yes.
There's also no political will to foreclose on these households. In fact, the federal government seems determined not to let the individuals or families lose their homes, which we all appreciate because we are totally about home ownership. In that light, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, commonly known as the CFPB, is threatening penalties against mortgage lenders who don't proactively work with borrowers to offer loan modifications and to prevent foreclosure.
That's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. And if all else fails for the homeowner, he or she can sell their home rather than have it go to foreclosure. After all, virtually no homeowner is in a short sale situation with the rise in property values over the past year. The past year or so since equity has grown so much.
Yeah, back in 2008, what happened is that house values came up. But what people did is they got home equity loans and yes. They bought cars. What happened then is the homeowners, they couldn't pay back those loans because right. They bought things with those increase in home equity loans.
Yes.
That's not happening today. It's just that home values have increased, which means that people have equity. If they can't get a job and they do have to get rid of their homes, they can sell them. And just about everyone will be able to sell their homes and walk away with money.
Yes.
You won't have short sales, therefore you won't have foreclosures.
But the forbearance process, Howard, it has been easier for homeowners this time around because the government said, help these people. Do not let them be in trouble. So you could get a forbearance for 6 months and then an extension of that for 12 months. And then the lenders oftentimes are tacking those numbers onto the back of the loan and letting them just start as if that didn't happen.
That's right.
Yes.
Very, very good. All right. By the way, what did happen to interest rates this past week?
Well, that is an excellent, excellent question. Let's see.
It actually came down for the second week in a row.
Sorry.
The 30-year rate fell 0.09 of a point to 3.04. By the way, during the same period last year, they were at 3.31. So even last mm-hmm. year's rates, they were lower than the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're a quarter of a point less than they were a year ago. And the 15-year rate, that fell 0.07 to 2.35. This time last year, 2.8. And FHA also went down about 0.1 of a point from last week. They're at about 2.65. Of course, the Van Wees are going to tell you about what happened this week, not just in interest rates, but about the economy. And I think we're going to see 4 thumbs up from them. But they're not in the studio yet. I'm going to ask them when they get in.
They will.
You know what it's time for now? Oh, and boy, do we have a hot one. It's the same one as last week. But
yes.
It really is a hot one. It is an absolute beautiful, beautiful executive home in the executive community, a waterfront community. You could even bring your boat and keep it there in the lagoon that actually has a lock.
Freshwater lock.
Freshwater lock that you can open and take your boat into the intercoastal and eventually into the ocean. And it's not just for small boats. There are some 65-footers.
That's because
this
is
place.
Queens Harbor Yacht and Country Club.
It's so hoity-toity.
It's not the boat and country club. It's the yacht.
It's so hoity-toity that they even spell harbor the English way, H-A-R-B-O-U-R.
Well, and all the streets are English names.
Yes.
I love it. This is one of my favorite communities, and I like it for the reason that you just said, Howard. I think it's a standout neighborhood because it has the freshwater lock. And to be able to have your boat in front of your home and have it in clean water, that is such a blessing. It's crazy.
Now, this house does not, it's not waterfront.
No, this particular one doesn't, but you could use the marina there. You can rent a slip at the marina
yes.
and put your boat there.
So
but
let's hear about this place.
Here's what I love about this home. This home, first of all, the address is 741 Providence Island. I give you that address because we're going to have an open house there tomorrow from 1 to 3. This home is value priced at $850,000. This is 4,000 square feet. It is four bedrooms, good size bedrooms, and four full bathrooms. So every bedroom has its own bath inside of the room. I love that. It has two half baths. And this was built in 2015, so it's just 5 years young, and I love that. This home, one of the other things I love about it is it was custom built by Fabio Fossinelli. So anyone who knows him knows that this just means quality construction. And it's a two-story home, and it's also what we would think about as a lock and leave. It's a zero lot line home, so you never have to mow your yard because the community does it for you. So this is ideal for snowbirds who, you know, live somewhere else in the summer and want to be here for the winter. It's ideal for someone who still needs a lot of space. And I was going to use the word opulence. I don't know if opulence is the right word, but it's that high-end quality feeling of everything that you see, everything that's attached. You know, when this seller moves out and you move in, you're going to still feel that high end. The kitchen's done well. The bathrooms are all done well. You know, all the two half baths have like really unique vessel sinks. And, you know, just things are custom and gorgeous and impressive.
There's no GE appliances there. Is that what you're saying? It's like Viking.
Thermador, Sub-Zero, U-Line on one of the wine fridge. I mean, everything is top of the line. No expense was spared. And in fact, when this house was first constructed, there was more money put into this house than we have it for sale for right now. So, you know, it's wonderful home. The community is quaint. This part of it, that there's part townhomes, and this is a single family home, but it is zero lot line. So that's a little different than the others. The way they have it's a casita arrangement. So there is a hot tub in the casita area, and it's got a big fountain in it.
It's
I love
built-in
that.
Built-in hot tub, right?
Built-in hot tub, yes. And there's, you know, like TV out there, all that fun stuff. And then when you go up to the room that is the separate casita room, this one is a room above the garage. And it actually is like a full efficiency apartment. So it has a full kitchenette. It has a full bathroom. It's currently being used as a gym. So the flooring there, it's kind of that thick spring padding. I can't think of what the actual name is, but it's in gym. So it helps your knees as you're trying to work out and stuff. You're not just, it gives you a little bounce back. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's a matting. No, I'm not looking at you funny. Okay. I'm just listening because it's such a nice, nice home. High ceilings.
It's amazing. I mean, seriously, it's amazing. When you're in the family room, it's a two-story ceiling there that's a coffered ceiling. There's all sorts of architectural interest. There's plantation shutters throughout. I mean, anything you would think about doing in the home, it's probably already there. And, you know, you just got to come out and see this house. We are going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 3, Queens Harbor. Go to the Guards Gate. Tell them you're going to the open house at Providence Island, and they will let you in and send you on your way. And we look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, if you don't know about Queens Harbor, it's also a golf course community. You have to join it, of course. But
tennis, golf, swimming, they have it all.
Yeah.
And the yacht club supper, too. So
Wonderful, wonderful community. Beautiful, beautiful. It's very much an executive community. If it's not for you, then you may know someone that it would be for. The Van Rees came in, and they do have the thumbs up.
Yay.
Like I said, I know the stock market went up a lot this week. Hey, folks,